And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here at the Fisherman's, next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, right next to the Royal Polaris and Shogun office right here, too.
Yep.
Yeah, good company.
Yeah, great place to be. And we have Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris and the Shogun with us today, and honored to have the man here in our studio.
No it's
doubt.
So fun to look out your window, Pete, and to see all the boats.
This is the best, isn't
this? How much better is the view here than in the radio station
just
studio?
Looking at everything.
yeah, I love it.
And you know, it's funny. You know, we worked out of a radio station for many, 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 many years, and you know, Fan has a beautiful studio. And then when COVID hit, you know, we were forced to be here, but we're staying right here.
Yeah, we love it.
Even with the new station, we're staying right here.
Cool.
Because where else could you? I mean, it's close for everybody, and it's we get to watch the Royal Polaris and the Shogun and all the other boats moving in and out.
Well, and how many times the scenario played out where, you know, we're fortunate enough to have a guest, you know, their trip returned that morning, and how many guys have, you know, sped up the freeway, you know, in their deck boots to make the radio. So well, now you can literally park the boat, throw a couple of ropes on it, and walk up the dock, and
that's
here we
are.
That's
what Mike and the Tribute did a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. Well, we have a great show going for you today and a great prize, too.
You're not kidding, man. If you didn't catch the first hour, we got so much great stuff going on that we're talking about this morning with Captain Frank, and we want to hear from you. If you want to join in on the fun today, talking fishing, talking fun with us, 833-288-0973. There's one phone line that's available right now at 833-288-0973. The other lines are full, but there's an open phone line right this second, 833-288-0973. Or text the show. There's been lots of great texts that have already come through. We'll continue to read those in the second hour. You can text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's easy to find and lots of fun that way. And, man, Pete, you nailed it. We are giving away such a killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to get to go fishing on a full day on the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. How sweet is that?
Indeed. And I want to remind you the 2021 Bill Varney CCA calendar is at all tackle shops, Turner's Outdoorsman, or you can purchase it online at surffishtackle.com. Get yours today. Also want to mention, too, Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information. And they'll have information on our big station move back to the Mightier 1090 this week in the Western Outdoor News. And I also want to mention another great daily publication that a lot of the people within the industry watch, and that's the Fishing Wire. And those guys, they'll have some information on our big move, too. So the Fishing Wire, you can subscribe. It'll come right to your inbox every day. And it kind of gives an insider look throughout the country about fishing things going on in the fishing industry. So you're interested in that kind of stuff, check out the Fishing Wire. Good people up there, for sure. Well, hey, phones are packed, and you said you had a good text, too, huh?
Yeah, fun text I thought came through. This was from Greg in Costa Mesa, and he wants to ask Frank a question. He said, back in the old days, what were the most black sea bass you ever remember seeing landed off of the Uncle Sam Bank in the earlier part of your fishing career?
I refuse to say how many.
Okay.
I will tell you that I remember Danny Sansom getting a spine in his leg.
Okay.
When I was working a trip with Bill, and I had to carry him on my shoulders, and I had to step over him, and it wasn't easy, all the blacks. And back then, Joe Fleck, Justin Fleck's dad, was the cook, and he was a master at catching those things. But I remember him catching a bunch in one day, and you could look under the boat. They'd get like white sea bass like small white sea bass, where you could just look down and watch them swimming around. And you didn't have to drop a bait to the bottom. You dropped one down 30 feet, and you were on.
Oh, that's so cool.
So that's how it was.
Cool. Back in the day, right?
Oh,
now,
that's a good answer.
Black sea bass are legal to take in Mexican waters, but they're still not legal for sport fishermen to take, right?
As I understand, correct.
Yeah, so you cannot bring them. From what I understand, you cannot bring them back in.
You can eat them on the boat.
You can eat them on the boat, yeah. They are delicious.
They are absolutely delicious.
For sure, especially the small ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, phones are packed. Let's go ahead and jump into it, Rick.
Every single phone line. Chuck grabbed that last one. We're going to start this one off with Mark. He's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Mark?
Good.
I got a question for Frank. You said in the beginning of the show something about testing. And I'd like to know, are you going to test everyone that comes on the boat? And if you are, that's a great idea because you're ahead of the curve.
Well, we definitely are doing it. We're in the process of doing it now. We did it for our last 10-day trip. We're not doing it for our next trip, mainly because it's a very limited load. But, however, every trip after that is going to be required to be tested. So starting December 26th officially, we had to do a little experimenting with it. And starting December 26th, I'm just watching the Queen.
Yeah.
They're coming in with a nice load, right?
Yeah. Starting December 26th, all people will have to be tested. And it's what we suggest to everybody is to come to San Diego and go right down and get tested. They say you get your test in your results in 20 minutes. I found it to be closer to an hour.
Oh, well.
So well.
Yeah. Now, Ricky, you said you can get tested at the San Diego airport?
I mean, it's on the facility that Al's mom used when she came. She lives in Hawaii.
Which is right around the corner from San Diego.
Hawaii recovery.
Then you got to go through airport parking and all that. You can go right downtown on 2nd or 3rd Street. I forget where I went. You drive through. You never get out of your car. Within an hour, it's on your phone, negative or positive.
That's pretty much how this was, too. I mean, it wasn't in the airport. It was just on the, I guess you'd call it, airport property. But
And how much was it, Frank?
For that test, it was $150.
So this one was $160.
But it's more than worth it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So
to
answer your question, yes, we are doing it, and it's mandatory. You can't get on the boat without a negative test. We're still doing all the other precautions. We still take your temperature, but we're still spraying on the boat, and we've got all the
continue.
I even came to this show with Clorox wipes.
Matt, we're masked up.
I said that from the very beginning. Like, I was so proud, and the charge was led by Frank and by Ken Frankie, but like, I was so proud that in the beginning of us dealing with this whole COVID situation, the boats were shut down, like, it was taken very, very serious, and it's just good to know that it still is. Like, Frank didn't run the Royal Polaris, like, under the minimum guidelines to go back to work. It was completely the opposite. It was like, well, what's the very best we can be doing? You know, I mean, what's being done on the Royal Polaris is far more than what is quote-unquote necessary to be running. It's just for the safety of the passengers and everybody else. I'm proud of it.
Well, you know, there's definitely been a few cases of COVID, that's for sure, but that's what has prompted us to make sure that everybody has a negative test.
I think it's a great call.
For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Harold Davis, this is a follow-up. Ricky just posted that incredible picture of the boat, what's called the Mojo, and it was George C. Scott who was the passenger, and going out of Morro Bay, and Ricky posted that picture on our Let's Talk Hookup Facebook and Instagram.
Right.
So it's quite the picture. You want to check it out.
Seeing, man. That's really cool. And thanks again to Wooly, and then afterwards, quite a bit of guys, you know,
quite
shots,
a few,
text
it gives you an idea what the force of water is.
Oh, no, thank you.
You don't want to mess. And that was a big boat, too.
It was, if I remember right, it was 110 foot.
Yeah, that's a big one for
that's
sure.
A big boat.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
Harry in Chula Vista is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Harry, thanks for joining us this morning, buddy.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. My question is for Frank. A long time ago, when you first met Pete and got to know him, do you have any interesting stories about that? And also, can you tell us what Let's Talk Hookup has meant to the sport fishing industry in San Diego. Thank you.
Well, when I first met Pete, I just thought, here's a guy that just wants to go fishing more.
He was right.
And he's always got all these research things he's doing, him and Rick both. You know, what a job. I have to go to Alaska. I have to go to the Amazon.
I have to go to the Royal Polaris.
Yeah,
right?
I have to do this trip because the people are going to miss me, et cetera, which is all BS.
That's not. It's totally legit, Frank. We have to have something to talk about.
More important than anything, I think it's been huge for the industry. I think it's brought the industry a tremendous amount of good, and the community that it's also created amongst fishermen is it's helped that way too. So it's kudos to Pete, and Rick is a huge part of
absolutely
it too.
Absolutely, no question.
It's quite the show, and it's quite quite beneficial to the entire industry, and I'm surely not talking San Diego. I'm talking from here all the way to Morro Bay, that's for sure.
Thank you, Frank. That's nice of you to say. What's your thoughts on our move back to the Mightier 1090?
Oh, I'm thrilled about it, and I think it's important to realize that you didn't move willingly. The 1090 got sold.
Well, right? Actually, what happened is the previous owners went out of business.
Right. So you had to go
somewhere.
So
a new owner, and this new owner is great, Bill Hagan. He's really a fantastic guy, made a partnership with the Mexicans that own that incredible signal.
Good.
And that's basically they approached us, they wanted us, and since they've been working me since they started on the air since August, and
good, I think it's wonderful. The better the signal, the more people that can enjoy it easier, because you know a lot of these older guys like Lepresti, they don't like the Google app or Google this and PlayStation that or whatever the hell else you got. Guys, listen on. We'd like to turn on the radio.
Okay? Yeah, and there's a lot of people in the that go sport fishing from LA and Orange County. What percentage of your business is from LA and Orange County?
It's huge.
Significant,
no
right?
Doubt. Oh yeah, very significant. Yeah, so. No doubt about it. And it's just wrong that it isn't covered there. So now we're back to it. So that's great.
There you go.
It's
cool.
Starting
thanks,
next
Harry.
Saturday.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call.
Great text came through in regards to the COVID test, Frank. How recent does the COVID test need to be prior to boarding our trip from the RP?
3 days.
3 days. 72 hours, which is kind of the standard.
Right.
Yeah. And that would be correct. For like when we went to Alaska and Sitka, mm-hmm. The very early inception of that whole COVID testing thing. If you want to go to Hawaii, it's a 3-day test.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And does it matter which test it is, the PCR test or the other test?
I'm not sure which.
As long as it's a negative COVID test.
That's correct. Yeah, it can't be just an antibody test.
Not an antibody test. Yeah.
I'm with Frank in that the ease of the $150, 30-minute, you get your results test. That's the way to go.
Yeah. Right here in San Diego, you can. You know, I pondered for a while of not making it 3 days because there's always the chances, but. You had to give people 3 days.
Sure.
So, but, the smartest thing to do is just, come down early that morning, drive downtown. It's real easy. Drive through, get your test. Before Monica or any of the girls can sign you in, you got it on your phone.
I went, earlier this year, but kind of pre-tackle days. Like I had I woke up in the morning and had a scratchy throat and I thought I had a cold, but, out of respect to the fleet and the guys I work with and everybody else, I wasn't going to take any type of chance. So I went and got a test near Grossmont, a facility that was very close to Grossmont Hospital in La Mesa. Yeah.
And there's several up in L.A. Orange County and stuff on your way down.
They're everywhere. And I knew that I didn't have it. Yeah. But, it's a respect thing for everybody that I work with, too. So I went and took the test, and I started driving back down towards work. I got my results before I got off the freeway. It was 15 minutes, and I same deal. I had my results on the way down. What I'm getting at is it's not a difficult process anymore to get the test. It's just this is just another little step, and
thankfully,
it just ensures the safety for everybody.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right. There's no question that's what we want to do. Well, let's go find
find out what's biting, huh, Ricky?
You got it, man. It's time for your FishDope.com report, which today is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle shop. They offer a full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check DanaLanding.com for more info. And we got the man, our FishDope.com reporter, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, standing by. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Rick, Pete, Frank. Good morning, everybody. Thanks
morning,
for letting me
Captain
be
Dave.
On this show.
You know, Frank was referencing earlier in the show about eating calico bass, and I immediately thought of you.
Yes, indeedy. I've eaten my fair share. That's what Kelly misses the most is calico bass fishing. She's stuck catching rooster fish in Sierra down here, and she wishes she could be catching calicos. But what a week for Captain Dave Hansen. I was blessed last week. I was on the show on Sunday letting you know we were in that Pesca, Terne de Pesca down here in Cabo San Lucas. There was 167 boats in the tournament. It was unbelievable, the amount of people that were here for the tournament. And I was on the radio show, and then lo and behold, because of the fact that I was on the show talking to Pete and Rick, we got that horseshoe. We found that horseshoe out there in the water and fly lined a sardine and caught a 20-pound Dorado that was worth $128,000.
Sweet! Yeah, congratulations.
Does Pete get a cut of that?
Yeah.
When I come up to Southern California, Pete, I'll be more than happy to buy you a sandwich.
I love it.
Got that going for
I
me.
I love
huh?
it.
Yeah.
Nicely done, Dave.
Nice, Dave. Congratulations.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible that we got the only qualifying fish in the tournament.
That
was pretty spectacular. Thanks to Carpe Diem, Jeff Hamm, the captain. He invited me to go fishing with him. So I got to give my kudos to Captain Jeff Hamm. He's a hello, Captain, and we got lucky and found the right little school of Dorado, and we caught four Dorado, and then I got mine on a fly line sardine. It was pretty spectacular.
Sweet. But congratulations. Yeah, it's a good payday.
Yeah, pretty incredible. But, hey, yeah, 20-pound Dorado in 2020. You got to love that. But, gang, look at what just happened yesterday. I know Frank and Pete and Rick were talking about it, but those of you that just tuned into the show, those bluefin are still biting. They're still out there on the Cortez and the Tanner. And we got this spectacular weekend of weather. So I know there's going to be some pretty cool fish caught the next couple of days with this beautiful weather, gang. And that is pretty much your surface action bite is what's going on there. That Bonita over at Catalina is kind of trickling down now. There's lots of spots at the island that the water's in the upper 50s and very, very, very low 60s. But like we talked the last couple weeks, the big deal over at Catalina is squid. There's squid on the back. There's squid on the front. There's squid on the east end. So the island's getting lots of bait. That bodes very well for that wintertime yellowtail fishing. Hopefully some of that fish that Roy and the boys were catching down below swims up to Catalina because of all the squid and hangs out there and lets us have a little shot at it for the wintertime. Santa Monica Bay, there's squid in the bay there outside the oil rigs. So there's squid there. I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing squid show up in other spots, Dana Point, San Onofre, San Diego. There's probably squid already. The sea bass guys probably aren't even talking. Rick probably already knows, but he's not telling anybody. There's probably some squid down there in La Jolla area. But, gang, there's just no time to not go fishing. You got to go fishing. You got to get out there and go fishing. Make sure that you go talk to the landing, get a reservation, go out fishing. There's lots of rockfish to catch. There's still plenty of beautiful weather left. We got a few more weeks before they shut that rockfish off, so go get some rockfish. Go fishing. Go have fun. Turn off the news, and it's a beautiful day.
All right, well Captain said. Dave. And, of course, Fish, you want that inside information? FishDope.com. Those are the guys that have it. $20 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Gang, you can check me out at your saltwaterguide.com with over 350 how-to videos fishing in Southern California and lots of interviews with legends of the industry. There's a, oh, and I wanted to say, Danny's absolutely right. The old America is the grande. I remember when I was a little kid and my dad took me to Oceanside Harbor to see the America and the freedom and the liberty. That was a big day for a little boy. I was like you, Frank. I was like, look at these sport fishing boats. These things are gigantic, Dad. Who would go on those? Yep, I remember. Cool. All right, gang.
Thanks,
Have
Dave.
Have a great week. I'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate that very
Thanks,
much.
Dave.
All right, that's going to wrap up our catch for today. Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks have been the go-to hook this season for that great bluefin tuna fishing. From the stealthy presentation using the Nautilus Light, the standard wire Nautilus, or that new Nautilus HD, Gamakatsu has got you covered. You can pick the right size, ringed or non-ringed, tie it on, and be ready to get bit. Stock up on all those great Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks right now at selected tackle stores.
Indeed. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
Samuel in Chula Vista is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Sam's been hanging in there with us for a long time. Appreciate you hanging in there, Samuel.
Buenos dias, guys. Feliz Navidad.
Hey, Feliz Navidad.
You too, Sam.
Yeah. A couple things. One of them, now that you are talking about the boat builders, too bad we hear about the outcome on the Constitution. Who was the builder on that? And also, Mr. Frank Lopestri. It's an honor to talk to you, sir. You mentioned that out there that it goes day by day. I haven't heard any reports on the spotted plane. Does the spotted plane fly on this season?
Well, there hasn't. Yes, they have been flying this season, and we've had lots of reports from them. They haven't been flying as of the last several weeks or the month or so, just simply because we know where that fish is at, and there hasn't been much reason for it. When they did fly, the concentration of fish was where we expected it to be. So, no, they haven't been flying lately, and they probably won't start flying again until March.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks. Sure appreciate the nice words there, Samuel. Appreciate the call this morning, and Feliz Navidad to you, and prosper año nuevo. Hey, we have a great text from John in IB that says to Frank, and says, I was told by my father about catching cow cod up to 20 to 30 pounds in the 50s. Are they still around?
Yeah, I still catch them down at Alejos Rock.
Do you?
Hey,
cow caught at Alejos Rock?
At Alejos? You're kidding me.
No, we caught
no kidding.
Oh, I want to get in on
talk,
that action.
Talk about good eating.
I don't know if there's... yeah, I'm sure there's stuff out here locally, but... I don't know how much, but yeah, we've caught several down at Alejos.
Now, I believe cowcod's another species that you're not allowed to import also.
That's right. You got to send them back down or eat them.
Or eat them. Yeah, one or the other if you're in Mexican waters. You're allowed to catch them in Mexican waters,
you are.
But you cannot import them into California.
Correct.
Yeah, all right.
And it's tough to catch one here just because of the depth restrictions you know, that we're fishing in. The deepest that you can fish really kind of borders on as shallow as you'll see a cow up here. There's just not not a fish that we can have.
It's one of those rules that it's just like the MPA. It'll probably never, ever get changed, no matter how many fish there are.
Yeah,
there.
No doubt about it.
I bet you had some good cow trips in your day.
Oh, yeah.
What's the biggest cow cod you've ever seen?
40.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Oh, they were huge.
Giant.
Huge, yeah.
Can you imagine dropping a ganyon down?
I remember fishing commercially with spike taffs. We used to fish 50-hook ganyons.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it was...
No wonder there's not Mary Maida left.
Statute of limitations.
Pretty awesome.
That's cool. That's really cool, Frank.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Well, let's jump back into those phones.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Gary? Gary's calling us from Colorado this morning. Hey, Gary, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, and thank you very much. I can relate to you guys sitting there and looking out and watching those boats. When my wife and I book a trip, we stay over at the Ramada, and we book one of those rooms right across the street. So we enjoy that view the same.
Yeah,
I have a question for Frank. How could I best outfit myself to fly line and catch a wahoo, maybe at Alejos Rocks? How would you approach that so you could best be successful?
That's a good question.
Well, first of all, I would say the best way to be successful I would be using probably 25-pound test at the most. I'd even do it with 20 because it's more fun with 20. But 20 to 30 pound and a 14 to 16-inch wire leader, 30-pound test.
And you don't need that very much wire leader, 14 to 16 inches.
14 to 16. Once in a while, you're going to get bitten. What happens with the 30-pound wire is sometimes they bite it in two.
Yeah.
Okay? But most of the time, they don't. Okay? And
are you using single-strand wire?
You can use single-strand or you can use the other.
Okay.
Yeah. But single, to me, is definitely better.
Mm-hmm.
And I would use something like nothing bigger than a two-hook. Okay, not a 2-0, a 2.
A number 2?
Really? Yeah.
Wow.
I would,
okay.
Yeah. You can go 2-0 if you want, but I think, you know, I think they're a little bit hook-shy. I don't know.
Yeah.
A bait hooked in the back of the neck.
And using the J hook rather than a circle hook?
Oh, yeah. You do not use a circle hook. You don't need one, no.
Okay.
J hook is fine. The most important thing about fishing Wahoo with a bait is so often, about 80% of the time, if you hook him in the butt, he'll take the front half. If you hook him in the neck, he'll take the back half. And it happens 98% of the time. And a lot of people just wind their bait in because it almost feels like somebody just barely touched your arm. It's just a tick, and you know, uh-oh, he got me. Well, what you want to do is just leave your bait right there. And usually all that Wahoo does is do a slow circle and come back around and eat the other half.
Wow.
That's okay. Cool. And, you know, people say, well, how long do I let them run? Well, how long do you think it takes a Wahoo to get a half of a sardine in his mouth? Not very long.
Right.
And
split
I set,
second,
the hook,
right?
Set the hook pretty darn quick.
Yeah.
And then don't forget, I mean, you can be one of the lucky guys. We had a guy on the last trip that I ran on the RP. His name was Chris, if I remember right. He's an organic produce farmer up in Santa Barbara. And I believe he had 3 or 4 Wahoo with straight mono.
No kidding.
Straight mono.
Straight,
you got lucky.
Straight hook. Just straight, a hook and a sardine.
Yep.
And
yep.
Wow.
You can get lucky. Okay?
Yeah. But
but the odds are against you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that's the best thing I can tell you. You know,
that's great advice.
You don't need a big reel. You just, you know. Something that you can cast is important.
Yes.
Something, you know, there it comes back again to if you don't know how to cast, God, there's no reason in today's, with all the instruction there is out there about not learning how to cast properly.
And the quality of the equipment now and the castability of the equipment these days.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. There's no reason not to be successful with your cast.
Yeah.
Right on. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a bunch more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats of the Launch Ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One-Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or SnapINS. That's SNAPPINS.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We're having a great time talking fishing. This has been a great show.
Yeah, really great show. And I want to say, Frank commented on it. Thank you very much for all the texts. They really add a lot to the show.
That's great.
Yeah, and I've had a lot of... that was Adam Clark's idea. Thank you, Adam, for that. And it's really added a lot to of new questions and different people being able to get through, because not everybody can get through on the phones and not everybody wants to stay on hold for a while and
That's
stuff
it.
Like that. Like Jose, listening to us from South Bay, and it's an interesting question, actually. He wants to basically know, when do you let a guy on the boat, a captain take over the helm. He said that Don Hansen was very strict about boat handling skills. And I mean, when is it time for Frank Lopresti to say, okay, you bring the boat, you bring the Royal Polaris in?
It all depends on the crew member, obviously, that how much attention he is paying to what the skipper is doing and the interest he's showing and the enthusiasm that he shows, the desire to want to learn, the desire to want to do it,
yeah.
Not just do it, you know, money or anything. Those don't even count. It's, you know, the enthusiasm.
How much he wants to learn.
How bad he wants it.
And yeah. You can sense that.
So you can probably spot that from a mile away at this point.
Absolutely.
So of all the boats that you've run, which is the easiest one to bring into the slip?
Oh, the RP.
The RP?
No kidding, really?
Really? Yes. Now, you have three engines in there. Is that why?
No.
Because you don't use the three
never
engine.
Use the center. The boat, the RP is just the most phenomenal boat to me in the world. It's just, it handles so gorgeously, so beautifully. I've put that boat in spots where I was shaken. I was so scared. Especially in Ensenada Harbor, especially
yeah,
a few
it was
times.
Gnarly places
but,
down there.
To me, the RP just is phenomenal as far as handling goes.
Well, yeah. What does that mean?
But a lot of that, you got to remember how many years I spent on the RP.
Sure,
a lot
sure.
of that is a comfort zone.
Sure.
You know
exactly how
the,
she handles.
I ran the Shogun recently, and as far as handling, it handles great.
Yeah. What's the hardest boat you've ever run?
The most difficult to dock.
The hardest was probably the jet.
The jet.
Yeah, the jet. It's single screw boat.
Single screw.
Yeah, yeah. Single screw boat's always tougher.
Yeah, for sure.
The wheel turns to the port usually.
Yeah. Now Dart taught me a long time ago when I got my Pacifica, he taught me how does she walk.
Oh,
yeah. And walking means basically turning the rudder a certain way and being able to bring it sideways.
Putting one in reverse and one in forward and revving
sideways.
Them up, yeah.
And so is that a lot of the handling skill? Is that how the boat walks?
You know, it is a handling skill. Is it used that much? It doesn't need to be very often, no.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
I have used it, and it does work, especially when you're at the receivers on a windy day or mm-hmm. something like that. But other than that, no.
No, you don't use it that much.
No, you don't. I don't find you need to. But it could depend on the slip you have and
sure.
what the predominant breeze is.
Sure. It's all about the breeze and the currents.
Handling a boat is probably one of the most fun things that I do. That's why a lot of times when I don't get the, you know, when I've been this period here where I didn't run the boat much, I enjoy taking the boat to the fuel dock because I enjoy handling it.
Yeah. What does the third engine on the Royal Polaris do?
It gives life to the other two engines because they don't work as hard,
mm-hmm.
and it gives you maybe a knot to a knot and a quarter. I call it three quarters to a knot and a half more speed.
But
that's all.
But when you're putting the boat in the slip, you're just using that when you're running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're just using the outboard engines during the... Yeah.
Strictly.
Yeah. All right.
That's
very
cool.
Good.
I love that.
It's interesting
like this.
To hear that. So let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
You got it, man. Phones are, again, absolutely packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Frank. Let's talk to John. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Great shows as always. Yesterday was, you know, good ideas for, you know, what I want for Christmas type stuff. But I always love when you got Frank on the show. And, you know, as a long-range boat, I got spoiled on his boat and the people that were on it. And I really don't want to go fish on anybody else's boat and stuff. My question is, I'm thinking about in June, you've got 2 8-day trips toward the end of the month. They're back-to-back.
Yep.
And I really love the first one and the group of people. But I've always wanted to fish with John Collins. And so I was thinking about doing two back-to-back. Would I have to get off the boat and take the test, or am I okay to stay on the boat and just go fishing?
No, you'd be all right to stay on the boat and go fishing. You wouldn't have to take a second test. As long as if you get off the boat and go party or something. But, you know, I've talked to several doctors, just so you know, and they really feel that COVID is going to be over by June 1st.
Okay.
One of them is a very brilliant doctor back east, and he really feels that by June 1st, it's going to be a thing of the past. So I hope we don't have to worry about tests in June, but it's a good question.
Yeah, for sure. And in fact, there's a text here that says, how recent does the COVID test need to be prior to boarding the RP? I think we've already covered
days,
that. 3 days. 72
right,
hours.
Right.
Yeah,
that's it.
So.
And you know, as far as doing that back-to-back, we have had people do that before. And fishing a John Collins trip is absolutely fun.
That's cool.
And John's an amazing guy.
John
does a lot of beautiful prizes. He is such a gentleman and such a cool guy. Yes, he is.
Well, I want to say a big kudos to this John in Escondido. I know something that's near and dear to both Pete and Frank's heart is John is a really big supporter of Friends of Rallo as well, their caller, John.
So
hats off to you on that one, too, John.
Yeah. Thanks for all that support.
Thank you, John.
I appreciate it. Hey, speaking of great guys, what about Rambo? Is he coming on the RP pretty soon?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He actually...
Jim Hughes?
He's getting off of the Takas trip. You know why?
Huh.
Can't believe it. He's 65, and his kids want him home for his 65th birthday.
Wow!
Can you believe he's 65?
No,
it's hard to believe.
Not as tough as nails.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to mess with that 65-year-old.
No. I got to give. Reminds me, I got to give Jim a call. Say, you need to come into the world headquarters here and talk.
No, he's going to be on. He's running two ecology trips. He's going to be on the Nakaki. I'm sorry. The the Grant Hiroshima trip. He's going to be around, that's
be
for
around.
Sure. And hopefully he's going to run our maintenance like he did last year.
Yeah, he's a master.
Oh,
and what's amazing is the number of trips back-to-back he does on the Cortez all summer and fall. The guy's the super.
They don't come like him anymore.
No,
for sure.
Sure. Yeah, and it's just about as good a guy as you want to know, for sure.
No doubt.
Well, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it, buddy. Well, they're definitely still packed up, but we do have a chance to get you through at 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Chuck. He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning, Chuck.
So, a couple questions for Frank. What's a good gateway trip to get on to determine if long range is really for you? And then, when you're out running a trip, what's the one fish that you start catching that makes you grab a rod and get out of the wheelhouse and go pull on it?
Well, it has nothing to do about the fish. It's just what the conditions are and what needs to be done. I want to grab a rod every time I'm on a boat.
We know Frank likes to fish.
God, I love to fish. But
now, let me ask you real quick. Is there a little competitiveness between you and Kathy when you're at the rail?
No.
No?
Not at all.
Okay.
No, I love seeing her getting bit.
Okay.
The more fish she catches, the better. It doesn't.
Okay.
My ego hasn't gotten that big, I guess.
Okay. All right.
It really doesn't matter to me if she can catch twice as much.
Yeah. What about Sanford? What if Sanford's catching bigger fish than you?
Sanford, I wouldn't try to compete with
him. Yeah, that's a tough stick.
Don't even want to go there, right?
He is just too good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He really is. So, wait a minute. What was our question? Back to...
What kind of a gateway trip as far as
length
of trip?
You know,
like
anymore, because of how things have changed, a five-day trip isn't the right trip anymore. So I would say a seven-day. Now, the reason for that is because of the variety. Okay, if you go on a 3 or 4 day trip anymore, it is primarily going to be fishing offshore for yellowfin tuna, Dorado, and bluefin tuna. Whereas when you do a seven-day trip, there's a chance that you're going to be, you will be anchored up at times. You'll be able to fish at night. It's a more relaxed atmosphere than just fishing daylight hours only. So I would say in this day and age, a gateway trip is at least a seven-day trip. A 7 to an 8 day trip. And, you know, I'm sorry if that disappoints you. Now, if it's just about wanting to see how you function on the water for 3 or 4 days, then I say a 3 or 4 day trip is great. And getting introduced to the meals and the comfort
right.
and the limited party idea of it, then a 3 or 4 day trip is great. But if it's the experience of the type of fishing, then I say a 7 or 8 day. I hope I make myself clear there.
A 3 or 4 day does the same thing as a day and a half, just more days of it.
That's correct.
The more days on the water, the more chance you
sure.
have.
I mean,
now,
fish, yeah.
Now
yeah,
that doesn't compare to a day and a half on a non-long range boat. You know, the long range boat, having the service of the meals and the hors d'oeuvres and
the professional crews.
They're all professional, but maybe a little more experience. Let's put it that way. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, you do a day and a half. We did some day and a half on the Royal Polaris, and I think it was the best thing I ever did because it just converts people almost instantly.
I got to go on this boat, right?
There's no going back.
Yeah. For sure.
I hope that answers your question.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Hey, we have a question from Mike in Gardena that wants to know, you ever plan on moving one of the big boats, Shogun, up to one of the northern landings to run some trips there?
We did that.
Okay.
Remember Shogun?
Yeah, I remember the Shogun up there,
and we did run some long trips out of there.
Yeah, it did.
We did.
Any future plans to do that again?
I'm thinking about some things about, you know, maybe during winter time when things are a little slower, especially being that there's less of the longer trips, that a guy could run some 2 and 3 day trips fishing northern islands and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've thought about
that.
That'd
be fun, right?
Somebody mentioned that to me just the other day. In fact, it was Tommy Rothery that mentioned that to me the other day and thinking that that would be a good idea. And so there's some potential. There's some thought there.
Okay.
And, you know, I even think a 2 or 3 day trip with the long range service going to Clemente Island.
Oh, big time.
What a good time. Cortez and Clemente.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
what fun that is.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I know when we do our Islander kayak trip every year, and I know John does a whole series of those.
He does
in June,
a great job.
I have so much fun on that trip.
You're darn
right. I mean,
right,
not just the kayak aspect, but just being at the island on a beautiful luxurious boat like that.
It's so nice.
Oh, yeah. So I'd be down for that.
Yeah, to be able to have a nice shower and a great meal and enjoy a cocktail or a glass of wine at the end of the day.
Like, so, yes, it is different. A possibility.
I like that.
There you go. All right. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about Tom in Temecula up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Tom, thanks for joining us.
Morning, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Frank, I got a question for you. With the overall season that we've experienced with COVID and everything, with being shut down first part of the year, how did a lot of the operators fare financially? Were they able to survive? Did they make as much money as they did last year? And how's the health of the fleet?
I would say that with the PPP funds that were available, everybody's net, unless you were if you didn't work at it, that's a different thing, but there's always one or two of those. Overall, I think the health of the fleet is excellent. I mean,
the PPP money helped, though, at the beginning.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And I think that for many, the net will be better than last year.
Okay.
Because of the PPP.
Yeah. And also the good fishing.
And the fishing was just phenomenal. Yeah. And the fact that it was one of the few outdoor activities that you could do, that it got more people fishing than ever.
Yeah.
So the health of the fleet is outstanding, in my opinion.
But the problem is when you're running short on some of these longer trips, so that hurts, right?
Well, it does hurt. And you know, like right now I have three trips that are very close to full in January, one on the Shogun, two on the RP. And if they shut us down completely, I lose all three of those, and that's going to be a big hurt.
Yeah.
And where it really hurts is the crew. And,
sure,
you know, there's no new PPP money coming, and they keep talking about it. But we're just praying that they don't shut us down, because by doing our own COVID testing and doing everything that we're doing, we feel that we're probably one of the safest activities that you could do.
Safer than getting on an airplane, that's
well,
for sure.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
With the amount
of
people.
If they shut the airplane
down.
So
I hope that answers your question. I think most of the guys in the fleet would agree with me.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Tom. We appreciate that. As a nice comment from Scott and El Segundo, has some nice thoughts to say about Captain Frank, and I think it's very true. Just wanted to say a big thank you to Frank. He has taken teach a man to fish to an extreme, from the landings to all the boats, captains, crews, and all us passengers. All catches and great memories for so many anglers. Hats off to you, sir. And that was from Scott, and that's so true, Frank. You've done so many for so many people, including myself, and I know Ricky included, for sure. And thank you for all that you continue to do.
It's just so easy to do something you love.
Yeah.
For
sure.
But thank you for the compliment. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Nice to hear from the people. That was via text through our Let's Talk Hookup app.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into them. Dan in El Cajon is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dan. Good morning.
Good morning. Great show. I just love listening to Captain Frank, a wealth of knowledge, and it just I really enjoy the show.
Thank you.
My question is, with COVID, what do you not do now that you wish you could go back and do?
I wish that we could make the passengers themselves be a little more cooperative and follow the rules a little better.
Yeah.
That's been the toughest thing. The passengers themselves wearing the mask more often than they are. They too often relax at times and back off. Now, with the new surge of COVID, or let's say the increased surge, we are becoming pretty damn tough on the boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where, hey,
good,
get your mask on.
Good.
Hey, you know, and same with the crew, because the crews on some of the boats, you know, I know early on one of the guys got really tough with his crew, was Brian Kiyohara, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just You know, it's because, you know, if
it's good for everybody's safety.
That's right. Yeah. And even though you may not believe in it yourself,
yeah,
you got to respect the other people.
No question about it.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, absolutely. So, no, that's good. Well,
I
said,
would
friend.
Say, you know, other than that, oh, there's some minor things, but you know, I even when I served on this last trip, when I was serving tables, you know, we take our turns. When you get up from the table, we grab the bottle of disinfectant, wipe the spot that you were at and the table that you're at, and you sit down. So I don't know how much more we could be doing.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you put some Dr. Fossey on the boat, he'd come up with a list.
Well, I don't. You know what, Frank? I disagree. Yeah. I don't think even Dr. Fossey could do a better job than what the San Diego Sports Show. Because Ken Franke and the Sport Fishing Association put together guidelines that you guys are following. Really, really good. And I think that, you know, even Dr. Fossey would be proud of what the San Diego Long Range Fleet has done.
We'd like to think so.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm with you. I think you'd find something.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah.
I agree, Rick.
Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on the Liberty. We're giving away a full-day trip when we return. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Radio Network.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
It's a fact of life in Southern California. Hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there is only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Seawatch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out the big winner of that full-day trip on the Liberty going to Ben in Golden Hill. Ben, congratulations. You are going to love fishing that Liberty. Great trip.
Yeah, and thank you very much to Dave in the fan studio, though, and thanks to everybody at the fan.
Yep.
We sure appreciate
great ride.
Everything they've done for us for the last 19 months, and very much appreciate them. And it's a great radio station. They do a great job and a great group of people.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah. A lot of fun being there for sure. And a lot of fun having Captain Frank Lopresti, too.
I have a ball. I enjoy it.
Yeah,
thank
indeed.
You.
And Captain Frank, if somebody wants to book a trip on
The Royal Polaris or Shogun, 619-226-8030. This time of the year, we're open 5 days a week.
Okay.
8 o'clock in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon. Monica and Jen do a fabulous job.
Yes,
they'll follow
really
through
do.
With you. And if ever you need to talk to me, you can always leave a message if I'm not in the office, and I will call you back.
Yeah, indeed you will, for sure. And also, of course, the Royal Polaris Sport Fishing and ShogunSportFishing.com websites have all the information, current conditions. You can check on the trip that you're looking at. You can book online. You can do everything on the web there.
Yeah, just a real quick comment on that. We've had some problems, invasive problems, with the Royal Polaris website. Michael Folks is working on a new website. We hope to get it
very soon.
Oh, that's
all right.
Cool.
Very good.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's always better to just talk to the ladies in the office.
That's right.
As they do such great. Or talk right directly to Captain Frank.
Whenever you want.
Yeah. That's fantastic, Frank. Well, thank you, and thanks for all you do for Let's Talk Hookup and the entire sport fishing fleet. We sure appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And again, thanks very much to the people at the Fan. This is it for the Fan for us. We're moving to the Mightier 1090 next Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And, of course, on Alexa and Google Play, you just say, Alexa, play the Mightier 1090, or it's on Tuned In Radio on the Mighty 1090. You'll have to tune in there. And thanks to Adam Clark for all he's doing. The app will be updated and ready to roll by next Saturday and Sunday, where we have a couple of great guests. Next Saturday, Ron Lane from Fastlane Kayaks will be the first show with us on the new station. And then, of course, Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters will be with us on Sunday. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.